touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, good interview there with Sandy Pensler. And Sandy, of course, comes with the one thing that you need to get elected these days, and that's a good bankroll. Interesting interview, to say the least. A couple of quick comments from the listeners, and then to our expert panel, which is Kyle Malin today. Larry from Perry, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. Steve, I'm at a complete loss for why it is that we need to have multiple tax brackets. The original flat tax plan afforded the people who made, double the poverty level to be non-taxed.
Something
and
like that.
Everybody else was paying 12%. End of story. And I'm reminded of our old friend Walter Williams, who pointed out one time, the First Baptist Church only expects me to give God 10%. Why should the federal government get more than that? And I think it's a perfectly fair question.
Well done, Larry. Well, God wants 10%. Why do you want more? Thank you, Larry, for checking in. Greatly appreciated. All right. Anybody else there, Alex? All right. I see the lines lit up. All right. We're going to go straight to Kyle Malin, the vice president and editor of MERS News. Kyle, welcome to it this morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
You're my panel, you see, just like they do on TV. I talk to the guy who's running for office, and I come to my panel, Kyle Malin, to see what's going on, what he thinks of Sandy Pensler. Good interview with Sandy there, talking about his experience, the economy being number one, two, and three on his list of what we need to deal with, and says his work in the private sector for a variety of Fortune 500s, plus teaching at Yale and Harvard, put him in a unique place to become the next senator from Michigan. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it puts him in a good position to be able to match Debbie Stabenow if he were to get through the primary on the dollar front. This is a person who's able to self-finance, which is something that the Republicans may really need when you consider that Republicans nationwide are looking at the U.S. Senate in 2018 and starting to freak out a little bit. You know, you see more kind of self-destructing in Alabama, and they lose that seat. Their margin gets down to, what, 51-49? And with those marginal Republicans or the moderate Republicans still on there, their situation gets even worse. So they have to start really being looking around and making sure that the Republicans they have are going to retain their position. So what I'm trying to say here, Steve, is that they're not in a hunting mode. They can't go out there and necessarily spend a lot of money. I'm talking about the Washington, D.C. Republicans spend a lot of money hunting around for folks like Debbie Stabenow, who's got $7 million in the bank, and start making wild, starting to throw money in those kind of races.
Because no, they have to go places where they're secure.
So you get Sandy Pensler in there, and Sandy Pensler is able to self-finance, all of a sudden the Republicans don't have to worry about things like Michigan. If he is able to make things competitive, then all of a sudden they can say, hey, well, now maybe an investment in Michigan is worth it. And I think that's the message that Sandy Pensler is going to try and deliver here in the coming months.
I think there's some truth to that, because places like Montana, West Virginia, North Dakota, Missouri, Indiana, all states won by Donald Trump by wide margins, that the Republicans are going to set their sights on. Michigan, obviously, razor thin, and Debbie Stabenow deeply entrenched here, as you point out. So if Sandy Pensler can bring his bankroll, which he will, could be competitive. Now, John James, after Fred Upton decided he was not going to join the race, which I think it surprised me a little bit. I really thought that for a long time he would get in. Then he decided not to. John James holding the lead right now, another Michigan businessman, but I don't think he has... At least I don't believe he has the kind of financial wherewithal that Sandy Pensler does.
Well, that's correct. He's not able to self-finance. I mean, he can throw tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars into the race. Pensler can throw millions. I mean, Sandy Pensler, when I interviewed him on Mackinac Island, I asked him how many businesses he owns. He had to pause and think about it and then came back with, I think, six or seven. I mean, this guy has so much wealth, he doesn't even know where it's coming from. So, John James, back up. The problem here with Sandy Pensler is he's got to make it through a Republican primary. And Republican primary voters are very particular. And John James is going to appeal to them. He's already been out with a military message, which is going to be very strong. He's very conservative. He's already appealed to a lot of conservatives, and I don't know if Sandy Pensler's positions on issues are going to align with a lot of the grassroots Republicans or not.
So we need to find out where he is on, because he spent the entire interview talking about the economy, where, yes, we agree on these things. The economic issues, you're going to find common cause. The question is, will you find common cause when it comes to social issues and you know, foreign issues potentially? That's where I don't know.
And I think that that's where there's going to be some differences made here, because I think John James is going to align more on the social conservative end than Sandy Pensler, who is going to be focused, I think, more on the economy. But again, you know, since he does have financial resources, he will be able to get up on the air and boost his name ID with the General Electric and continue with that message. John James's background, being in the military, is playing very, very well right now with the Electric, as our poll showed. And it showed him up on Bob Young. I think was a big signal for Republicans that Paul Ryan was able to go to Fred Upton and say, we are so worried about the U.S. House that we can't, that we need you to stay there. They didn't want that 6th congressional district down there by St. Joe and Benton Harbor to be an open seat, because we can't, we don't want to spend any money there. I mean, that should be a rock solid Republican district, and now Paul Ryan's worried about it, so now they need Fred Upton to run in that seat again. I think that that's kind of a clarion call here, that Republicans nationwide are really nervous about what they're seeing, and so Fred Upton isn't going to take a gamble on U.S. Senate. He's going to stay where hopefully there's a sure thing for him there in the Congress.
All right, Kyle Malin, greatly appreciate the input. You're the best panel I've had all day. You're the best panel I've had all day. Kyle Malin, everybody. He's the VP and editor of MERS News, and always a good sounding board for all of these things. As always, Kyle, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
There you have it. We're going to take a quick break here. I don't think the Republicans are near the danger that some would have you believe. We'll talk about that more. It's 52 after on a Monday. Welcome to it. This is the Steve Gerber Show.